In Pakistan, President Pervez Musharraf said yesterday U.S. troops are not welcome to join the fight against al-Qaeda on Pakistani soil, despite the growing threat from Islamic extremists. Musharraf said in a newspaper interview that Pakistan would resist any unilateral U.S. military action against militants sheltering in lawless tribal regions near the Afghan border. The Pakistan-Afghan border has long been considered a likely hiding place for al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, as well as staging ground for Taliban militants planning attacks on coalition forces in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Pakistani police are continuing to investigate the Islamist suicide bomb attack, which killed 19 people in Lahore on Thursday. Amidst all this, the Bishop of Islamabad, Rawalpindi, Anthony Theodore Lobo, says violent extremists are a serious threat in the country, but a limited one.
The army might have its sympathizers for these extremists, but by and large, the army is a modern liberal organization. And they will not allow that to happen. So as far as the civilian government is concerned, any government is vulnerable anywhere in the world to an organized group of terrorists. There may not be many of them, but they are well-trained and they are small, can hide easily, can act swiftly and disappear. That seems to be happening in Pakistan. But I don't think it's a threat to the government and its stability, and it is they who control the nuclear arsenal, and therefore, while people find signs of instability, I don't think by and large it is there, though there are these incidents.